is the life of parties he has never attended.
That's a fact.
If he were to punch you in the face, you would have to fight off the strong urge to thank him.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Sharks have a week dedicated to him. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always round up international war criminals, but when I do, it's to deliver extreme accountability.
It's going to be a pretty tight schedule, I have a feeling. You know, extreme accountability, rounding up international war criminals, and as they start to expose themselves, hey, look, I'm happy to lead that effort. I'm happy to lead the charge. Set the example, show you how it's to be done, who's to do what, assign job duties. We're going to make that happen. And a lot of you have been witnessing as this Trump administration is entrenching itself in D.C. right into the swamp. And we're very quickly learning that just about everyone involved in this 47th administration is a fraud and is being controlled and is being handled and is being told what to do by someone other than himself. Everything that happened throughout the campaign, throughout the months leading up to Trump's inauguration, all of the happy talk from the right, all of the panicking from the left, all of these claims of things that are really giving us a chance, the American chance that we need to enter this golden age of freedom and prosperity and break free from this murderous, genocidal, homosexual corporate banking cartel that we have been living under for over a century. All of that talk, all of that excitement, all of that anticipation, it was all fake. All of it. It's all fake. It's all completely, totally fake and gay. All of the tough talk about cabinet appointments, people like Cash Patelowicz and Pam Bondestein and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., all of that was fake too. Just pick a name out of a hat. Anyone who has been confirmed into this Trump cabinet, no matter who it is, take a look at what they were saying before they got into office. Take a look at what the media was saying about them before they got into office or appointed to their positions of power and authority and influence, and then take a look at them now. It was all an act. We were told that RFK Jr. was some sort of a medical freedom superstar, that he wanted to hold Big Pharma accountable and fix the food supply and get the infinite number of poisons and chemicals being pumped into our kids the hell out of their bodies. And it sounded great. And it wasn't long ago that he was still clinging to that role, to that political character. But you know what happens fast? People change really fast in Washington, D.C. Take a look at this. This is RFK Jr. last week in Trump's cabinet meeting, still LARPing as a medical freedom advocate. Watch.
We are following the measles epidemic every day. I think there's 124 people who have contracted measles at this point, mainly in Gaines County, Texas. Mainly, we're told, in the Mennonite community. There are two people who have died, we're watching it, and there are about 20 people hospitalized, mainly for quarantine. We're watching it. We put out a post on it yesterday, and we're going to continue to follow it. Incidentally, there have been 4 measles outbreaks this year. In this country last year, there were 16. So it's not unusual. We have measles outbreaks every year.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it. Just like the rest of these people, just like the rest of the political class that he's been a member of since before he was born, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will change his opinions. He will change his beliefs. He will change everything, and he'll change it on demand. He made those remarks and he walked out of that cabinet meeting and he did a 180-degree turn. One of Trump's enforcers likely just pulled him aside and said, hey, Bobby, this is actually the most pro-vax administration in American history you're working for. You're working for the architect of Operation Warp Speed here. And so, yeah, we're going to need you to shut up and start shilling for the MMR measles jabs. Okay, thanks. And that's exactly what he did. Just days later, he published an op-ed on FoxNews.com titled "Measles Outbreak is a Call for Action to All of Us." And in that op-ed, as you may imagine by its title, he shilled for vaccines. RFK Jr. wrote, quote, vaccines not only protect from individual children from measles, but also contribute to community immunity, protecting those who are unable to be vaccinated due to medical reasons, end quote. Does that sound familiar? Get injected with something to protect the person next to you. Does that sound familiar? It's the same bullshit that they use to manipulate millions of people into taking the bioweapon clot shots in the name of COVID-19, the novel coronavirus that nobody knew anything about that just sprung upon us from a lab leak or a wet market in Wuhan, China, you know, after a bat and a pangolin had sex and then spit out their babies in some soup or something. And they told you, if you didn't inject yourself with this thing, someone else would get sick. This is ridiculous. RFK Jr., the guy that we have been told is some kind of a warrior for parental rights and vaccine truth, here he is, blaming Americans who didn't poison their kids for a small-scale disease outbreak, which has obviously been caused by our wide-open southern border. These diseases aren't coming from the United States. They're coming from the unwashed, savage masses that are continuing to pour into this country and that nobody seems to want to get rid of. Blaming Americans for a border state disease outbreak is a complete lie. It's disinformation. Which is kind of ironic, actually, because in his op-ed, Kennedy went on to write, quote, as healthcare providers, community leaders, and policymakers, we have a shared responsibility to protect public health. This includes ensuring that accurate information about vaccine safety and efficacy is disseminated, end quote. So what RFK Jr. is actually saying here is that healthcare leaders have a responsibility to distribute propaganda, to manipulate the public into rolling up their sleeves and accepting mystery juice poison. Because when the United States government, which is dominated by Big Pharma, starts talking about sending around information that makes people want to take vaccines, then obviously that information has been curated and handed over to the government by none other than Big Pharma, by the people who are making the damn vaccines, the fake vaccines, the bioweapons, with your money, with millions and billions of dollars worth of taxpayer grants and contracts and other forms of funding. And by the way, here's a question for you. What exactly constitutes accurate information? Are cute little slogans like safe and effective, accurate information, the three words that got millions of people, including children all over the world, killed or turned into walking time bombs when they were given so-called accurate information about the COVID-19 clot shot bioweapon kill shots? Was that accurate information, Bobby? To this very day, our government and RFK is telling us that that jab is safe and effective. After all of that death, after all of that suffering, that's the kind of accurate information that they're putting out there? Genocidal propaganda that's only accurate when you're trying to poison people. And that's exactly what they are doing. That's exactly what RFK is doing. Look at this. This is the media, which of course is funded through advertising by Big Pharma and Jews, completely lying about a small child who they claim had the measles, but who in reality was injured by an MMR jab. His mother took to the internet to call them out. She said, quote, he doesn't have the measles. This was a reaction to the MMR shot. When are people going to wake up? These people have no conscience, and that includes RFK Jr. That includes Pam Bondi. That includes Cash Patelowitz, Pete Hegseth, Vivek Ramalama Ding Dong, and Donald Trump. These people will lie about anything and everything, even if it means killing kids, if that's what the guy signing their checks tells them to do. And RFK Jr. is no exception to any of this. Dr. William Makis is a hero, a real hero, with real information. He's an expert in this field. So yeah, we like to lean on experts who will give you real information. Let's shine some more light on this situation. He joins us now, Dr. Makis. Thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you. How can you look at this and be bare naked honest with yourself and not just admit that what's happening right before us is RFK Jr. shilling for deadly shots, flipping over, turning 180 for political gain, for political power, for being allowed into the club that seems to be generational for the Kennedys?
It's always disappointing to see something like this. You know, it's the vaccine cartel is really, really powerful. And I've seen this. I've seen this in Canada. I've seen this in Alberta, which is supposed to be the bastion of conservatism. You know, we have some of the strongest conservatives in Canada are in Alberta, and we still have the COVID vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule. We have babies as young as 6 months old still being injected. And the politicians, they won't say a word. They're too afraid. You know, we have these meetings, we have speeches. You know, the Alberta government has even invited Dr. David Martin to come speak yesterday, actually, about the jabs. And it's just the politicians, they're too afraid. You know, they seem to not be able to find the courage to pull the plug on these things once and for all.
These presidential campaigns, they take a long time. You know, you don't just decide you're running today and launch a presidential exploratory committee or a campaign tomorrow. I mean, these things are well thought out. People are contacted, PACs, donors, you know, all of these people, the media, there's all kinds of different polling that is done and research that is done. And the same thing goes for prospective cabinet nominations, people that you're going to have in your administration. These things are thought out well in advance. So I believe that when RFK Jr. was running for president, he knew Donald Trump was going to be the guy that they were going to look to install, because we could make excuses for Donald Trump until the cow comes home, because people will worship Donald Trump. They worship him. They will make excuses for him no matter what he does. This agenda can only be taken by this guy. Then AIPAC pays $100 million for this presidential administration. RFK knew all of this. How long has he been quiet on this? If RFK Jr. had known that all of this was going to happen before, and if these types of actions had been taking place when RFK Jr. was in the alternative media and on mainstream media, you know, coming out against these so-called fake vaccines, when did he shut up? He did all of this intentionally. All of this has been done with a forethought. He knew that once he got in there as the HHS head, that he was going to have to start pumping shots, and he agreed to it. He sold his soul for dirt cheap, didn't he?
I'm hoping he didn't. You know, I'm still sort of hopeful that, you know, I see a lot of stalling going on. I see certainly a lot of stalling tactics. We see it with the Epstein files, for example. You know, they were supposed to be released on day one, and then we find out that there's some stalling going on. But, you know, we're finding out that there are obviously, you know, corrupt and rogue people in these institutions that are withholding.
Yeah, I don't know documents. About that. I don't even know if these so-called rogue FBI agents actually even exist. You know, the people that are making the decisions, and coming all the way from the Oval Office, by the way, the people that are making the decisions as to exactly what to do with these Epstein tapes are the ones that are saying these Epstein tapes and files and flight logs are not coming out. The client lists, they're not coming out. We're going to do whatever we can, because all of the people that are making the decisions about whether or not they come out are probably on tape having sex with kids. Let's just be bare naked honest and get down to brass tacks. These people are pedophiles, and they're controlled through blackmail operations by a foreign government, foreign intel apparatus, the Jeffrey Epstein apparatus, tied to the Mossad, tied to Israeli influence, tied to Jews, and nobody wants to say that. They'll do whatever they can do to untie this from Israel and from Jewish supremacy and from Jews and from sick, satanic pedophiles. And these people are compromised. It's the only reason that these things haven't come out. Oh, well, there would be a huge eruption, Stu. Our government would completely implode and cease to exist. The people would just go physically tear it down if these people were exposed. Good. I say good. Let it happen. Let it all burn to the ground. Kill it with fire. Every one of these pedophiles should be put in the public square and put on trial in front of a group of American citizens. And when they're convicted of those crimes against children, they should swing by a length of rope until dead. Every single one of them, household names and all. I don't give a damn who you are. Kill it with fire.
These institutions, a lot of these institutions just need to be torn down. You need to start firing people. And it's interesting because, on one hand, we've got Elon Musk wiping out the entire Department of Education, right? In one stroke. And on the other hand, you've got, places like the FBI and so on, where it's rotten top to bottom, and they should just get in and they should just start firing people. And
They're
you
not
know,
going to do
I'm
that, though.
yeah,
They're just
that's
not going to do that. You know
yeah.
why? Because he's bought and paid for as well. As I mentioned, he's been installed. So until 8.5 billion people realize who's on tape doing exactly what acts, unthinkable acts, by the way, to these kids, they'll run around with impunity. But as soon as 8.5 billion people do figure out exactly what's been done to their children and by whom, there will be no safe place for these people to hide. And I cannot wait for that moment to happen. So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services. And of course, we have Elon Musk, who's heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poisoned everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to big pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting Z-Sac nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard. Order your Z-Kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
Well, I can tell you, Stu, about a week ago, I was raided. My financial accounts were raided by the Canadian government, by the Alberta government. My Stripe account was frozen, confiscated. I have a GiveSendGo legal fund, $200,000 that was confiscated. And this was all
For what
done by a
reason?
judge. Well, so the Alberta Health Services, which has been trying to shut me up about COVID vaccines, about ivermectin, about using ivermectin in cancer, all of these things that I've been talking about, they've been waging lawfare against me for years. And they got these Trudeau-appointed judges to issue these fake court costs and court penalties, and they're using them now to raid my financial accounts. And the judge that's ex actually in charge of this was the first judge that Trudeau appointed in 2016 when he got elected. And this judge actually let a child sex offender go, a pedophile go, because she said his constitutional rights were violated because it took too long to get him to a trial because the prosecutors dropped the ball on the case. So she actually let a child rapist go. This is a judge in Alberta that has issued orders that are allowing Alberta Health Services to raid all my sources of income, Twitter income, Substack income, my GiveSendGo, $200,000 that they've stolen. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, these people are so corrupt. A lot of them are involved in pedophilia and child sex abuse. These are judges. These are people at high positions. I'm experiencing it firsthand.
Yeah, these are household names.
There's just so many of these people. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, some of your favorite congresspeople, some of your favorite senators, some of the people the administration and the Oval Office, they have been implicated. And until they show the tapes and prove otherwise, it's just pretty much safe to assume that the client list is a mirror image of a congressional roll call at this point. And this is what Thomas Massie meant when he said that everyone has an AIPAC handler. They're either taking a bunch of money, as we just saw yesterday with the Senator John Ossoff out of Georgia, as Candace Taylor is going to run against him or is considering some kind of a run for political office. I haven't talked to my friend for some time yet, but I saw a tweet of hers about John Ossoff. I just went and looked at tracking AIPAC, 700 and some odd thousand dollars. They're either bought off or they're compromised because they're on tape and they're blackmailed. They don't read the bills, and this is the reason why. They say that they'll just pass them and then find out what's in them because they're being instructed what to do by their AIPAC handlers, because all of them have been bought and blackmailed and compromised and are on tape having sex with kids, doing unthinkable things to kids. I mean, we're talking about satanic ritual abuse and sacrificing them on altars to Moloch and draining their bodies of blood and drinking them in the form of adrenochrome. I mean, these people are sick. They're totally sick. And this has been going on for a very long time. And it is past time that it comes to a stop, and that these people are held to account. And I don't care what it takes. I'm going to build an army of people, and I'm going to lead them to the efforts to make it stop.
I think it has to be exposed. I want to see names. It's we have it, we have s such a big problem with these child sex abuses in Canada as well. I know that every time a case gets to court, the Crown prosecutors do something to botch it and make sure that it doesn't go forward.
We
In
spent our
fact,
time not talking about RFK and vaccines and fake pandemics. We spent our time talking about the real all-encompassing point here, which is all of this revolves around the murder of childhood innocents, targeting our kids, which is why it's been a mandate from God that this platform's sole purpose is to fight for kids. We would go away and cease to exist. This platform would serve no purpose if these people would just stop trying to our kids, okay? But being that we're nearing the end of the segment, I think that it's important that we get your expert advice on this for people that are hearing all this about the measles and the bird flu and these vaccines and MMR and all of these other types of things. Excuses are going to come out. Gaslighting is going to happen. The normalization of the resurgence of shots and panic and pandemics is going to happen, of course, in the effort to lock people down, put masks over their face, shut them up, social distancing, no gathering, probably likely anticipating the release of this information so they can arrest you just for being in the street, so they can keep the public from getting to these pedophiles. What do you suggest that people do right now as they're hearing about the resurgence of all of this pandemic talk?
I think avoid any vaccines as if your life depends on it. I've reached a point where I don't trust any injection, any vaccine, any shot. I wouldn't give any to my kids. I mean, there's so much that we're discovering about what's in the COVID shots, all the garbage that's in there, the DNA contamination. Now we have a tsunami of cancer. I'm dealing with it every day. I have cancer patients coming to me. I have hundreds of emails of cancer patients, stage four cancer patients coming to me every day. And, you know, a lot of people are catching on. They realize, they tell me, I got sick after the second shot. I got sick after the third shot. I was healthy all my life. And now I suddenly have stage four cancer. These are people in their 30s, 40s.
And we saw the trend with the young doctors in your country, in Canada. We saw the doctors in the peak physical condition, in the prime of their life, just dropping dead, an unprecedented amount of doctors. I mean, we did story after story about it here on this network because, of course, we were the people's bullhorn. We'll always fight for people. It wasn't normal, and it still isn't. I remember the days where kids would have to be flown halfway or all the way across the country if they had cancer. It was so rare.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about myocarditis in kids like it's just a normal thing in our daily lives. It's not normal. Dr. Yep. William Makis, you have been an absolute hero throughout the entire first fake pandemic. You will continue to be a hero. I so much appreciate you making the time for us and for our audience. Your expertise is awesome. And thank you, by the way, for being open to talking about the most important issue, which is the innocence of our children. We know how important it is that we fight for our kids. All right, more of the Stu Peters Show is going to continue in about 60 seconds. $31 off to celebrate my birthday, your annual memberships. Go to stupeters.com and support us. Thank you. If you work out, if you go to the gym, if you're trying to drop some body fat, maybe put on some lean muscle, if you're even just a little bit paying attention to your physical fitness, chances are you're probably taking a protein supplement. Back in the 80s, all of these supplement companies told us, you gotta have more protein. They started pushing this massive protein consumption theory. The more protein you have, the faster you'll achieve muscle growth and muscle mass. So let's break that down. Let's just say that you have an 8-ounce chicken breast. That means that you're consuming about 40 grams of protein. You're putting it in your mouth. But just because something contains 40 grams of protein and you put it in your mouth and swallow it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. Because without enzymes, most of that protein just ends up in your toilet bowl. Your small intestine can only absorb protein that's been broken down into what we call amino acids. So it doesn't matter. You can have 300 grams of protein a day. If you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest that protein, your muscles will just ignore it, fight it off. They'll starve of protein. So it's crucial that you have a high-quality enzyme. Now, before you just go running out buying bottles of enzymes, I think it's important that you know what to look for, because the sad truth is a lot of these supplement companies won't spend the money necessary to developing and stabilizing these enzymes. So the one I trust is from Bioptimizers, and it's called Masszymes. I love it because it's a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more protease than any other commercially available enzyme, with five different kinds of protease. Plus, it contains all of the enzymes that you need for optimal digestion. If your digestion is optimized, the protein that you're taking in actually goes to feed your muscles instead of going into the toilet bowl. So you're actually getting your money's worth. And today you can try it risk-free. They have a 365-day full money-back guarantee. That's the gold standard in the industry. If you want to try it, go to buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. And by the way, if you want 10% off, my good friends at Bioptimizers have offered that to you. Just use the coupon code StuPeters at checkout when you go to buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters.
Are you using your phone or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications. Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support. free guides, and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.
AbovePhone.com.